Okay, Soufiane Zougar. I'm a visual artist from Algeria. I graduated from the Academy of Fine Art of Algiers in 2010. And I start working on some special subjects. It's all about the social, cultural, political situation in my country. And also, because the media is related in somehow to these problems, this problematic, I want just be like a witness about what's happening. And also critiquing in somehow the media and the, how they use what's happening in my country or in general what's happening in the world. For example, what's happening now in Bahrain and in Syria. So the media, they talk more about Syria, Egypt, Libya than Bahrain. Even there are a lot of things happening in Bahrain now, people that are dying in manifestations, you know, can say revolution. So why? Just work on this problematic. And then about amnesia and this part of history in Algeria that people in somehow they agreed to forget about it. And how this fragment of history is related and somehow connected. If we try to erase some parts, it's to give a complete image. For example, my last installation, I'm using some words that the people created in the terrorism in Algeria in 1988, when started the violence. Before and during and after this period, people, they create or they change the meaning of some words to adapt to some kind of social situation, political situations. I just want to use these words to give it like an image, to symbolize this hard period and to not forget, because the people, even now, for example, if you ask any Algerian this about Arab Spring Revolution, he will say, you know, we already have the experience before in 1988. We make the revolution and it was manipulated in somehow, and we don't want leave this mess, this anarchy again. So even when they try to remember it, they use it as argument to not leave it again, you know. The terrorists start killing intellectual people, artists, visual artists, directors, actors, you know, journalists in this period. So the government in this moment, it was the first priority in this moment. It's take the control back, you know, and make the order. So the cultural field, it was ignored somehow. So there are a lot of facts that make the artists in this period. Maybe they were productive and they make art, but they didn't show it. They didn't really let some kind of imprint to let the young artists follow it. So in somehow, the artists of a new generation, the old generation, it's not related somehow. So we have this group, the picture is now, we are really focused about this point to really have this contact with the public, you know, show the image and try to explain the real fact why and why we are doing this, why we choose this support and why not the other, you know. I think there are different generations and they interpret it in different way. I mean, for example, people that were living in big cities, I will not say they didn't really see what happened in this period, but it was in the village, it was more difficult. So everyone see it in different way, and that's what make it more interesting. So maybe some image, it will be more intense for some people from a new generation that they didn't live this period. And maybe for others from other places, then where they live it, it's just remembering what they lived before. So it's different, I can say, interpretation. And also just to give, for me, I'm not trying to say it, but for me, it's more to not forget and to not make the same mistake. We need to communicate to not lose this, you know, and try to come back to the violent, you know, way. What's happened in Algeria in this period of terrorism make the people feel afraid, and from anything new, make change, you know. And that's why I'm working on this subject. if you forget it, you will not understand, and you will not understand the present and the future. You will be all the time afraid from doing something new. That's why I say, if you ask any Algerian, we say, no, we already live it before. And so it's become kind of wall. They create a wall to not progress, to not... Maybe if the Arab Spring wasn't so mediatized, maybe it will happen in other way in Algeria. I don't know. But what I mean is just to destroy this wall of fear, you know. And I think the mistake is what the people did in the past. They tried to forget it in somehow, make it like people accept it in somehow, and they really erase it from their memory. I can give you an example. I mean, it's the same. Also, what happened in France after the colonialism, I mean, after the revolution in Algeria or the independence in 1962. So even for the government, French government in this moment, they try to not talk about what happened. I mean, it was some kind of shameful, you know, for them, what happened in Algeria. For the moment, they say nothing happened there. And so in somehow I can say, the political is related to the social, and the social is related to the political. So you don't need any person to make revolution. It will be a social revolution. Maybe just start to think about make change, political change, be involved about the question concerning your country, your social situation, not just to forget and not think about it. Yeah, we are good. It's just perfect in our country. When I'm working, I'm trying to have this different view, you know, and asking these questions. Do I want it poetic? Do I want it violent? Do I want it blurry? I can say, yeah. Do I want it clear to everybody understand? So when I answer to all these questions, I have like 20 or 25, and I'm all the time finding new questions. So, I mean, the process take a lot of time and energy, I mean. Especially with this subject talking about, I mean, it's part of my history too, my memory too. So sometimes I find myself like being selfish in somehow, you know, to really want it to be like this, to be like that. But I forget all the time that I have to follow this way. I mean, this question that I have to find the answers. But these references that I'm trying to get, not really give sometimes a sense. So it's kind of a situation that if you find it or you understand it, you will understand the artwork.
Ziad Nawfal, Radio Lebanon 96.2.